Alfredo Aguilar and his wife own a company that recruited hundreds of workers for forestry jobs through a temporary visa program between 2015 and 2018. Instead, the employees ended up working meatpacking, construction, and landscaping jobs for less pay. Kristen Tout works with the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division that led the investigation.
In the course of hiring and then paying these workers who arrived with their H-2B visa to perform Forest Service work, there's a potential then that they would be shortcutting them.
Alfredo Aguilar pleaded guilty Friday to one count of fraud. The couple has been ordered to repay more than $1.3 million in back wages and civil penalties. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.